Today we bring you a special edition of the WPGM Community Forum. Welcome to the program. This hour we are taking a brief trip around the world to celebrate Christmas. If you grew up with Christmas Eve church services and Christmas Day gift unwrappings, and perhaps a turkey dinner, you might be surprised to hear that in Japan, where Christmas is not a national holiday, many celebrate by going to Kentucky Fried Chicken. That is actually a more recent addition, reportedly started in 1974, when the fast food chain initiated a successful marketing campaign, Kurusumasu Niwa Kentucky, or Kentucky for Christmas. If you're used to hearing about Christmas stockings or coal for the bad children, you might be surprised to learn that in Iceland, 13 days of Christmas are celebrated, and at the end, the good children are greeted with candy in the boots they've placed by the window. The bad children get shoes full of rotten potatoes. And if you associate Christmas with snow or cold, then perhaps you're forgetting the New Zealanders, who are celebrating Christmas in the Southern Hemisphere's summertime. That means a casual cookout around the Barbie and a very unfamiliar-looking Christmas tree, the Pohutukawa, a coastal species that blooms a bright red in December. However you celebrate, we wish you a Merry Christmas. From WPGM, WBGM, WJSA, let's begin in the UK. Fiona Powell grew up in the UK. She currently resides near Milton. She shares her recollections with us.
We were a typical middle-class rural family. Actually, the lead-up to Christmas didn't really happen until a few days beforehand. The men in my family often didn't shop until Christmas Eve. That's the old tradition. That's what Christmas Eve used to be about. It was the day to go shopping for Christmas presents. So my father and my stepfather had this tradition of going out to a pub lunch, followed by finishing off their Christmas shopping. And I have to say that they always gave us the best presents out, partly because they were slightly worse for the weather and ended up in the jewellery store. So Christmas was always spent at my grandmother's house. She was one of 12 children, but there was still a large gathering in a very large Victorian house in Kent. The routine was always set. In the morning, of course, we children would get up and open our stockings. Presents were always brought to us by Father Christmas. The night before, when we were getting ready for Father Christmas, my grandmother always said, Father Christmas likes to have a mince pie and a glass of scotch. It wasn't until I came to America that I heard about Santa Claus drinking milk. Baking for Christmas begins actually in late November on Stir Up Sunday. The Sunday before Advent, the family gathers, or people gathered at school, we would gather, and you would stir the ingredients for Christmas puddings. It's always the centerpiece, this beautiful, large, very rich fruit cake, which is, I cannot describe, it's nothing like the American horrible fruit, sorry, American bakers who make fruit cake, but British Christmas cake is delicious. The main event is Christmas dinner, which is always in the afternoon. So we tend to have turkey. In the old days, it was goose and all the trimmings. So we have roasted potatoes as well as mashed potatoes. You've got to have Brussels sprouts, even if you don't like them, because it's traditional. Things like roasted turnips, loads of veggies and stuffing, of course. After all that, you have Christmas pudding, which arrives flaming. You must be done by 3 o'clock, because the late Queen, and I'm sure King Charles will be doing the same thing, the Queen's speech is at 3 o'clock, and we all gather. And yes, I will be doing it in this country. A very important component of Christmas dinner are the crackers, cylindrical cardboard tubes that have got little pulls in them that pop. There's one laid at each place, and inside is a paper hat and a little gift and a very bad joke.
Fiona said one of the joys of her youth
was going carol singing. You would do it when you were quite young, and you would gather up with friends and you would go from door to door. You'd sing carols. You'd pick your charity. You would hold out a pot. People would contribute a little something.
And while we often hear complaints of 21st century commercialism, Christmas then was
so much calmer and so much nicer. Christmas is the one holiday that I really deeply miss about Britain. Yes, it's a little more commercialized these days and people go shopping early, but it's not quite the frantic elbows out thing. And the thing that I think is important about Christmas is that Christmas is not one day.
That includes December 26th, Boxing Day.
Shops are not open and whoever did the bulk of the cooking, do not lift a finger on Boxing Day. Play with your toys, watch television, eat quality street sweets or roses, Cadbury roses. Most English families buy a big tin of quality street assorted chocolates and toffees, or roses, assorted Cadbury's roses, assorted chocolates, and you sit about.
And days later, it's New Year's.
As soon as Big Ben tolled midnight, my grandmother would open all the doors and sweep the old year out, and then the first person over the threshold must be a very dark man. This is an old Celtic tradition that it was a god for the new year coming in and bringing good fortune.
In conclusion, Fiona adds a very English note.
There's a great film about how Charles Dickens invented Christmas, and indeed he did. He invented the British Christmas with the Christmas Carol. It's very much like that.
Neil Shorman of Union County also spent his early years in the UK before moving across the pond in the 60s.
Our Christmas tree was 2.5 feet high in a bucket filled with coal. We had 8 lights on the tree, which actually came from my dad's aircraft carrier during World War II. For some reason, he got the lights off it. Maybe 6 ornaments and 4 gifts, maybe. Then you got them in pillowcases on the bed in the morning. And we would also get some dates for some reason, an orange and an apple. And then we would have a turkey for Christmas dinner. We did decorate the rooms, which we don't seem to do anymore, but, you know, we'd run streamers from corner to corner and stick balloons on the ceiling with thumbtacks, that sort of thing. It was a little bit commercialized in the 60s when I left, but, I mean, now it's just gone obtuse. It's, you know, we're advertising for Christmas before Thanksgiving, and it's all about money. Well, traditions, we would have a English pudding, which was a very rich pudding mix. I mean, it was, you could not eat too much of it in one go. But we had a round silver coin, smaller than a dime, called a joey, and they would be baked into the pudding. And of course, tearing through the pudding, you want to find these joeys, which, you know, you gave back to mum and dad anyway.
As for music?
Yeah, it was all hymns. And especially when we turned the TV on Christmas morning, it was usually from Westminster Abbey, and the Queen was there, and the hymns, you know, from a choir of that caliber in that kind of setting with the high ceiling was just unbelievable. It really was. Even as a little kid, it was to stare there, couldn't believe it.
Let's head south a bit in Europe to hear from a Spanish gentleman who has been spending time in Snyder County recently at Susquehanna University.
Hi, my name is Jorge Del Cano, and I come from Madrid, from Spain. I'm one of the Spanish fellows, so I teach Spanish 101 here at SU. Oh, and Spain is huge. I mean, I think it's similar than in America in the fact that all the buildings are covered with lights, the malls are all lighty, everyone is buying presents, people also sing Christmas songs in the street. Yeah, and everyone goes to church on the 25th, December 25th. I think that the difference is that in some families we celebrate Christmas in the 25th, December 25th with Santa Claus, and in other families they celebrate what we call Los Tres Reyes Magos, the 3 Magic Kings, that are the ones that went to Belén to give presents to baby Jesus. And in some families that is celebrated instead of Santa Claus, and that would be January 6th. The more religious version is the one with the 3 Magic Kings, and the more pagan version would be the Santa Claus one. Well, my family's a really big family because my mom has 10 brothers and sisters, and as we are kind of like an artistic family, we would put up a show, so we would, for several weeks, we'll be rehearsing dances, songs, stories, stand-up comedy, whatever, and every cousin would put his own show, and then all of the kids would go to one room while Santa Claus was arriving, and after that the door of that room would open and we would go to the living room and it would be full of presents for everyone.
As for food,
There's this thing called turrón, which is like a sweet chocolatey thing, but instead of chocolate, it has almonds. So it's like an almond butter solidified. And yeah, and some other special sweets that are only made for Christmas that are made of butter, that we call them mantecados or polvorones, which are really typical for a Christmas dessert.
And the music?
So I went to a religious school, and we would always sing this religious songs, and my mom is a great guitar player, so she would always take the guitar in that family reunion, and we would sing this. Well, I'm not going to sing it, but there are a lot of Christmas songs that everyone knows, like Los Peces en el Río, all are like Christian related, so related to baby Jesus, related to Virgin Mary, related to Joseph, and they are, yeah, really typical from the Christmas time.
Our next guest has also been spending time at Susquehanna University.
My name is Tatiana Gallego. I'm from Colombia. Came to SU to be a teaching assistant. Typical Christmas for me, I grew up as a Catholic. Well, I was a young girl. I grew up surrounded by family, cousins. It's a big event, so we usually celebrate Christmas on December the 24th. Some other families, December the 25th. What we usually do, we gather with our families, we cook, and we have a big dinner. We usually eat turkey or chicken, sometimes pork. Things that are typical from Colombia, we have a dessert called natilla, so it's kind of a fun, it's very sweet. And we accompany it with buñuelos. It's kind of a round bread that it's fried and it's full of cheese. Well, activities we do, we have Christmas carols. We have something called las novenas, also known as posadas in other countries. What we do is like we have a 14-day devotion. And so in front of the nativity, because we have like our own like real figures of nativity, the Virgin and baby Jesus. And Joseph and saw the three kingdoms, then we like stand up in front of those figures and we have the novenas. So we prayed, and after that what we usually have is like we sing the Christmas carols, then we give candies to some of the kids that sometimes come to the novenas or posadas.
And we conclude our visit to Christmases around the world in Germany.
I'm Lukas Gassmeier. I'm from Germany. I teach German here at SU. So in Germany, at least in my family, we have some sort of pre-celebration. So we celebrate the four Advents. So every Sunday before Christmas, we would have a family brunch, family breakfast. Then on the 6th of December, we celebrate St. Nicholas Day, where kids have... So the day before the 6th of December, kids would polish their boots and put them in front of the main entrance, and then St. Nicholas would come and give them some presents, sweets, tangerines, whatever. And then the actual day of Christmas, so we celebrate on the 24th of December, which is a major difference to the US, I would say. We would again start with a breakfast, then everybody like spreads and does whatever he or she wants to do. Midday, we would come together and prepare the food. Then we would go to church. Afterwards, we would come back, have in between lunch and dinner time, have our meal, and then we would sing certain songs, play a game, and then the kids had to go upstairs because Santa comes and brings presents, and then we would come back and open the presents, and then afterwards kids would have time to play with the presents and the adults would talk, sit down. In my family, we went to church since I was born and then up to the pandemics, but afterwards, because churches were closed, we did not really do that anymore. But yeah, there are families that still go to church. There are families that don't go to church at all. I mean, we have a vast spectrum of religions in Germany, Islam, Jewish faith. So yeah, it always depends on the family.
And however your traditions differ by family and by nation, we wish you a very Merry Christmas.